evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blue Village Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Ready, emergency traffic. Should any net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York, and Jeff, so far it looks like I'm the only one in the queue.
KD2FPM, good evening. What's going on tonight, Kevin?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and a good evening to everyone up in the North Country. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. I got 28 degrees with some clouds moving in. It's going to be a little chilly, and I guess there's a slight chance some areas could see some precipitation by morning, and it could be possibly a little bit of freezing rain. So anyone traveling, do keep an eye for that. It doesn't catch up with you and catch you off guard. So yeah, I'm still kind of winding down from the weekend playing with radios and TV antennas and everything. So so far, it looks like I had a good weekend at that point. Everything seems to be working. I didn't get any phone calls that, oops, something went wrong. So that's a good note. I'm hoping my other friend may come in here a little bit in a few minutes. He's a new ham. He tried to get in with us last night, too. So hopefully he'll come back into KD2JWC. All right, on that note, this is KD2FPM. I will stand by. I will hand it back to Net Control.
All right, Kevin, well, thanks for checking in, and have a good evening. Now all the technical stuff's done. Anyway, all right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members. Let's pick up my pen. From regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening. Cannon's had a go off there. Well, good evening, Jeff and Kevin James. We got a temperature here on the mountainside of 27 degrees. Temperature range today was 21 to 35. Again, about an average midwinter day for New York City. A few colder times than they were for a day, a couple of days. It might get down near zero at night and then get up in the teens to 20s in the day, but that's the absolute coldest it ever gets there. And today would have been about an average midwinter day. That's why even if you get a good coastal storm, it doesn't stay around long, because usually, day or so after the coastal storm, your temperatures usually get up into the 40s and in the daytime, and bye-bye to the snow in a short matter of time. That's why you almost never see snow on the ground down there for more than a few days at a time. Almost never more than a week. So, that's it. Doing all right here with the wood and everything, and I'm going to start cleaning in the porch where the wood stove is and all, and start getting things up so I can set up a workbench again. And then start from there. It's going to be a long, hard thing getting things back in order, and Mom is definitely not doing well up there. She's been having constant pain in her back for days now, and Doctor was supposed to have seen her today, but I haven't heard anything, so I gotta get on the doctor's tail again tomorrow and find out what might be going on there. With that, we'll say God bless, and 73 is then, too, PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, I suppose there is I imagine there's a period there to get used to the place, you know, a break-in period, I suppose. Hopefully that's all it is. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and I tell you, firewood, everybody's been having an easy year with firewood. Haven't had to burn much yet, but I'm sure that's about to change, no doubt about it. All right, have a good evening there, George. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I got up early and went to work this morning, and right around lunch or so, I went hunting here locally, right here in town, and for about, 4 hours or so, and came back, went back to work, trying to get as much hunting in this last week of rifle season, so we'll see what happens. That's about it here. I'm getting ready to call it quits for the night. All right, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? This is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Well, quiet one tonight. All right, well, hearing nobody else, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of radar amateur use. I'd like to thank Kevin James and George for checking in tonight. The 73 is to all those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. Until then, I say 73, KD2FM is clear.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. Weather will allow traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations come now after the tail drops on your repeater, please. Thank you, Bob, for the check-in tonight. Much appreciated, as always. 73s, have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.